Ezra's Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Dalid in Maseches Erevin. It is a 232nd daf in Shas. I'm recording in the Yeshivas Beit Nazmanim. It's now during the time already that Klal Yisrael bought the Karban Pesach. The noise in the background you hear are people who are making the most of their Pesach vacation. For sure, I've emphasized to the Talmidim that the most important thing during this time, as we spoke about in the last Sichas Musar that we recorded from as lessons from Tzfat, is to help out at home. But at times that a person has that is not needed at home, to spend it with the sweetness of Torah, there's nothing else in the world like it. We pick up, coming back to Halachas of Erevin, after a very celebrated daf of Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We now get back to our second Mishnah in Maseches Erevin, the details of the Halachas of the Korah. The Gemara will continue analyzing those Halachas all the way through Amud Aleph. We'll begin to discuss some Halachas of measurements, as well as the measurements of a mikveh. And then, on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we'll begin to discuss the Halachas. We'll have a new Mishnah with the Halachas then of the Lechi. Let's begin 6 lines from the bottom. HaKorah Sh'amru, the Korah that we speak about in our Mishnah, Rachva needs to be wide enough kedei lekabel ariach, to be able to hold an ariach. What is an ariach? So the Mishnah explains, v'ariach chatzi levana shel shosha tfachim. It is the half of a levena of 3 tfachim. In other words, it's a 1.5 tfachim. Dayo lekara, it's enough for the korah shetei rachva tefach, there'll be 1 tefach wide, kedei lekabel ariach, in order to be able to hold this ariach, which is essentially a half a brick. The Gemara will discuss that we said that it only needs to be a tefech wide, yet the areach is a tefech and a half. So that we'll discuss Bezer Hashem in the Gemara. Rachva, how wide does it need to be? Kedei lekabel reach, large enough to be able to be mekabel the areach. Ubria, and strong enough, it needs to also be strong. Kedei lekabel areach. If it can't, then it doesn't serve as a korah. Rabbi Yehuda amar rachva afal pi she'ein bria. Rabbi Yehuda says, once it has the width, even if it's not capable of holding it, it's acceptable. And he explains, Haisa shel kash v'shel kanim, if it was made out of hay and rods, it wasn't really, really strong. Rayin I say, we view it, ki'ilu hishal matechas, as if it was made of metal. Akuma, if it's bent, rayin oisa ki'ilu pshuta, we view it as if it was straight. Agula, if it was a circle, rayin oisa ki'ilu himur bas, we view it as if it's a square. In other words, we flatten it out so that if it had the capability to hold onto an ariach, it would be acceptable, even if it's round and it's not capable of holding on to it. Kol sheyesh bekefo shosha tvachim, the rule of thumb is, and this is the rule of course, circumference, that anything that has a circumference of 3, yesh bo rochav tefach, has the width of 1 tefach. This is the rule, similar to rule of pi. Appears, of course, in Sukkah Dav Zayin on the base. So if it's 3 tvachim in a circle, then it has the radius of 1 tefach. Immediately, the Gemara asks that the width of the Ariach was 1.5. So why is it that the Korah is acceptable if it's 1 tefach wide? Tefach, asks the Gemara, tefach u'mechzabai, it should have to be a tefach and a half. Says the Gemara, kim derachal lekabel tefach, since it's wide enough for a tefach, ida chatzi tefach mal ben le betina, mashu mehaigisa u'mashu mehaigisa. It will be simple to support it by simply malbin le betina mashu. If you add a little bit to the korah of some lime or cement on one side, mehaigisa, one side of mashu, mehaigisa, the kaima, and that will be enough to support the ariach. Amar Rabban Bar Ravuna, korah shomer tzvicha shetei bria kedei lekabel ariach. It needs to be strong enough to accept this brick. Umamida korah, and the supports of the korah, the ma'amidei korah, in a tzvichin shiubriin kedei lekabel korah v'ariach. It doesn't need to be strong enough to accept both the korah and the ariach. V'chizda amar echad zeh v'echad zeh tzvichin shiubriin kedei lekabel korah v'ariach. Once there's a requirement that the ariach be held up by the korah, then the thing that's holding up the korah has to be able to hold up both the korah and the ariach. Gemara continues with another set of halachas. Amar Rav Sheshet Zaniach Koira al Gabei Mavui. If he placed the Koira on top of the Mavui, Uparas Alea Machzelas. We're going to see in a moment he's going to try to use this Machzelas, this cover, as a Mechitza. Be'igbiya min akarka shloisha, and the Machzelas was above 3 tvachim above the ground. So we say Koira Inkan, mechitza ein kan. Because the kura is covered, it doesn't serve as a valid kura. There also doesn't serve as a valid mechitza, the machzelas, because it reaches only up until three tfachim from the ground. It doesn't reach within three tfachim of the ground. As the Gemara explains, kura ein kan, there's no kura here, da mechasi mechitza, it's covered by mechitza. The hamechasi, it's covered. Kama mechitza ain't kan. There's no mechitza. The havila mechitza shagdoyim bokim bo. This is an important expression that we're being introduced to that we're going to find in many places in Maseches Erevin, and that is that if something is less than three tefachim in the ground, according to most, it's three tefachim in the ground. So then it's a mechitza that goats could break through, and since though it's a mechitza shagdoyim bokim bo. So then in such a case, it doesn't serve as a valid mechitza. It doesn't have to be a strong mechitza, but it has to prevent gedim bokimba. If it's above three tefachim from the ground, it doesn't prevent that, then it doesn't have a din mechitza. Tana Rabbanan, koira hayotze mikosel zeh, ve'ino negas bekosel zeh. If you have a kora that goes out of one wall and it doesn't touch another wall. If you look at the diagram, we're talking about a kora that comes out of one side of the kaisel, but it doesn't reach all the way to the other side. Ve'en negatz because of v'chein shtei koras as well. If you have two koras, achas yoytzem mikaisel zeh, v'achas yoytzem mikaisel zeh. One goes out from one wall and the other goes out from the other wall. Ve'en noyge zo bezu, but they don't touch each other. So ideally, of course, we know from our first diagram that the kora should be reaching from one wall to the next. What happens if for one of these two reasons it doesn't? So pachos mishloisha, if it's less than three tefachim from either each other or from the wall, so then we have the rule of lavu that we've learned many times, that within three tefachim it's considered attached. Ain tzavi lavi kaira acheres shloisha, but if there's three tzavi klahavi kaira acheres, then you're going to need to bring another kaira because it needs to go from wall to wall. We learned earlier in the Haftes that Rav Shimon Gamliel has actually a different sheet in regards to Lavud. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that even within four creates Lavud. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amir Pachas Midalid, Ein Tzarech Lavi Kara Acheres. If it's up until four, we say Lavud. In contrast to Rov Tanoim, who hold that only within three do we say Lavud. Arba, but once it's four, it's Havi Lahari Havi Kara Acheres. Then you need to bring another one. V'chein Shtei Kairis Hamatimois, Loi Bezu Kedei Lekabel Ariach, V'lo Bezu Kedei Lekabel Ariach, Imi Kabolas Ariach L'Rach V'Techach, Ein Tzarech Lahavi Kara Acheres. V'im Lav, Tzarech Lahavi Kara Acheres. Similarly, two Kairis can join together to bear the responsibility of one kora combined when it comes to holding on to an ariach. We learned in our Mishnah that a kora needs to be able to hold on to an ariach. Take a look at our diagram. What happens if each one of the koras are very thin? V'lo bezuk kedei lekabel ariach. We said it doesn't have the koach to hold on to an ariach. However, there's another one within a tefach that, when the two are combined, will be able to hold an ariach. In such a case, it will be acceptable. Shimon Gamliel Omer, im mekabelas ariach lo arko shosha, ein tzarech lahavi korach eres. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if it's able to be mekabel an ariach, the Tanakhama had told us that if it accepts the brick in the width of a tefach, in other words, if it's within a tefach of each other, so then in such a case, it would be acceptable. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it could even work in the other way. Even if it's three tefachim away from each other, we learned that an ariach is three tefachim long. So you don't need to test it from the width of the ariach, but also the length. So even if it's more than one tefach from each other, each slab of the half a korah, as long as it's within three, then it'll be acceptable. V'im lav, and if not, tzarech lavi korah acheres. Then you will need to bring another korah. Continues the right. So this is a Tosefta in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Hoya achas lamala. What happens if one of the half-sized korahs is above achas lamata, another below? So here we have an important rule. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a reynes al yaina kilu hilamata. We view the one above as if it's below. We could make believe as if they're in the same height by lowering the upper one. And the lower one is if it's above. But there's a limit, of course. We know that Korah can't be above 20 amas. So he can't lower it if it's already above 20 amos. V'tachtoina, we learned that the lowest point is lamata me'asara. You can't have the lower one lower than asara and raise it up. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Yosef reviewed the sava l'kavua b'chada upali galah b'chada. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is following his own father on one thing, but he's disagreeing with his father on something else. He's following his father one thing, the Islay Rayin, that he says that we view it as if it's higher or lower. Because we learned in the beginning of Meseches Erevin that 20 Amis is not a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda, as well as Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning of Meseches Sukkah. The Rabbi Yehuda Sava the Malam Yatsrim is going to be kosher. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Sava Betal Chaf in the Malam Echaf Lo. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds that more than 20 is not going to be acceptable. The Mishnah had a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon said that it needs to be wide enough to be Mekabel Ariach, as well as needs to be strong enough to be able to be Mekabel Ariach. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. That's where we pick up two lines before the lines begin getting wide, and you dial them out. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rechav Afal Pishen Abriya, that if it's wide, even if it's not strong enough, it's going to be kosher. Masnul Rabbi Yehuda Lechia Barav Kamedu Rav. There was a discussion amongst the Amorayim how to learn. Rechava, it was quoted, Afal Pishen Abriya, that the Rechava is going to be acceptable if it's not Bria. Amalei Asanya, he says, we learned Rechava u'Bria, it needs to be both Rechava and Bria. There are two explanations of what Rav was saying, Asanya, that we learned. Tosas quotes the opinion of the Rajbam, that what he was saying was that there was no machlokis, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees also that it needs to be Rechava and Bria, and our Gerson, our Mishnah, is not correct. Taisus gives a different pshat. We'll go with the pshat of the Rashbam, Ayin B'Dibrei Taisus. That Taisus learns that Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan should be switched. And it's actually Reb Yehuda who holds that you need both Rechava and Bria. Either way, he claimed that you need both Rechava and Bria, Rav claimed. It says, Gemara V'Amar Rabbi Loya Merav Rechava Afal Pishen and Bria. We learned that Rechava works as long as the tevach wide, even if it's not strong enough. Here the Gersa is not Amalei, but just rather has a retort. Without Amalei, Rechava Arba Shani. If it's four tvachim wide, then it doesn't need to be Bria. Once it's four tvachim wide, then it doesn't need to be strong enough to hold it. After the Mishnah got through saying, discussing Rechva She'ena Bria, then the Mishnah speaks about Hoysa Shel Kash, if it was weak. So then the Mishnah told us, then Rayin Hoysa, we view it as if it was Mateches, and if it has the width, then it'll be kosher, according to most Gersos, according to Reb Yehuda. Asks the Gemara in the second wide line, Mai Kamashon, what's the Chiddush Damrinan Rowan, that we say Rowan? Hainu Hach, we already learned it above. Rechav Afal B'She'ena Bria. Mal the same says in Gemara Midmina Amrinan. Maybe we would say that it would be kosher only if it's the same type of min. For example, says Rashi, if it was a korah that was made out of eights that's not strong, then it would be acceptable. But Shelo B'mina, if it's of kash, then maybe we would not say it. Kamash Olan, the chiddush is that even there we say this halacha as well. Similarly, the Mishnah told us that if it was crooked, akuma Rayin Hoysa Kilu Hi Pshuta, we view it as if it's straight. Ask Zemar Pshita, that would be Pashut. We already saw this idea of Rowan earlier. If we see the idea of Rowan when it comes to Kash, so the same Lechura one would have thought would apply if it's Akuma as well. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is Kedir Rabbi Zeira. Damar Rabbi Zeira, he b'say Chamavui. What happens if the straight part of the Korah is within the Mavui? However, Vakmin Maseh Chutz L'Mavui, and it was crooked outside of the Mavui. You take a look at the diagram, it's like a horseshoe that had stuck out of the Mavui. So we learned that the halacha is that a korah needs to be on the border of the Mavui. If it's in the Rishus HaRabim, then it doesn't serve the role of a korah. Or, if it's within 20 amis, but it's crooked upwards, and part of it is above 20 amis. Or, the Korah itself is above 10 tefachim, but it's bent lower than 10. We view it as if the crooked part was removed. If it's within 3 tefachim, we view it as being in the same area. Presumably, this is borrowed from the concept of lavud. v'imlav, but if it's more than distance to three, tzarech lavi kor acheres. Then you need to bring another mavui. Says the Gemara, hanami pshita. That's also pashut. It's the basic idea of royin. If it's within three tfachim and it's loved, why would we not say royin? So says the Gemara, he besoch mavui vakmo sechutz the mavui yitzrichalei. Now the chiddush is where even the crooked part is outside the mavui. Ma'ud, the same aleichish dilma asalim shuchay basra. Maybe a person will say, I could walk even further out into the Rishus HaRabim. Because at the end of the day, the Korah extends into Rishus HaRabim. Kamash Malan, no, we're not worried about that. As long as if it's within Lavud of the rest of the Korah, which is on the border between the Rishus HaYachid and the Rishus HaRabim, it'll be acceptable. We learned also in our Mishnah, Agula, if the Korah is the shape of a circle, this case we didn't spell out so much when we read the Mishnah. Look back at the diagram on the Mishnah of Agula. It's like a log, a round circle. So then the Chiddush is Ronosa Ki'ilu Himiru Ba'as, that we could view the circle as if it was square. The Mishnah then taught us the rule of pi, and that is that if you have a circumference of three, then there most definitely will be one tefach worth of distance inside the Korah. Ask the Gemara, but we already saw the idea of Rowan. So just like we say Rowan, that we view it as if it's inside, just like we say Rowan, if we view it as if lower than 20, as the examples above, so too over here we would say Rowan as well, that we view it as if it's square. So the Gemara says, Seif et Stricha Lei, no, it's kind of telling us the Chiddush that within the circumference of three Tvachim is one Tefach. Kol Sheyesh Bei Kefo Gimel Tvachim, Yesh Bo Rech of Tefach. Minon, Mili, how do we know this? Amar Rabbi Yochan Amar Kra, he finds a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Melachim describes the pool of Shlomo HaMelech. Vayasas hayam mutzak eser ba'amah misvasay at svasay al yul saviv v'chamesh ba'amah shkamasa. And this is the important part. V'kav shloshim ba'amah yosef oso saviv. The first part of the Pasuk says that his pool was 10 amos long, and it says that the circumference was 30 amos. So we see that for every 3 amas in circumference, there's one in distance. Asking Marva Ika Svaso, but what about the fact that there was the edge? Amar Papa Svaso Svas Perach Shoshen Ksivbe. Was like the edge of a flower. It was very, very thin. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk there says, V'alvi Tefach Usvaso Kimasa Svas Kos Perach Shoshen Alpayim Bas Yochid. Ask the Gemara Va'ika Mashu, but there still is a small amount of the edge, even if it was thin. Answers the Gemara Migavoi Chachashiv. They calculated the circumference from the inside of the edge and not from the outside. The Gemara now goes on a beautiful tangent. Now that it examined the measure of a circumference through the pool of Shlomo HaMelech, now we're going to discuss the size of a yam. It seems to be some type of man-made reservoir of sorts that Shlomo HaMelech made, how large it was, and we'll begin to get involved in some of the halachos of mikvot. Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Yam she'asa Shlomo ha'yemachzik mei lechamisha mikveh tahara. The sea that Shlomo HaMelech made, literally, probably it means some type of reservoir, was very, very, very large. It was able to hold 150 mikvos. Michtil. So let's calculate how much that is. Mikveh kamehave. How large does a mikveh have to be? Arboim sa. It has to be the size of Arboim sa. Kidisanya, as we learned in Braisa, we darshan in the Pasuk in Yikra Varochat says Besor b'mayim, that it says it has to be that your basar is in the mayim. B'mei mikveh kol besaro. Mayim shekol gufo olo behen. It needs to be a body of water that the mikveh, in order for it to be kosher, needs to be large enough to submerge the entire body. V'kamehain, how much is this? Amalama brum shosh amas. 1 by 1 amma, 3 ammas tall. V'shiru chacham, the chachamim estimated, mei mikveh arboim sa, that would calculate to the size of 40 sa. Now, if the pool of Shlomo HaMelech, if his reservoirs, is 150 times 40 sa, and we know that the height of one mikveh is 1 amma, so the Gemara now calculates. Havelu chamesh me'el garmidi. Now, the word garmidi in Aramaic is another word for an amma. What comes out is that Shlomo's reservoir was 500 amos tall. The Gemara explains. Litzlas mea, 300 amos correspond to 100 mikvos. We said there were another 50 times. In other words, it was 150 times mikvos. We calculated 100, which was 300. So then we've got another 150. Lamei v'chamshin, chamshin. There was another 150 amos worth corresponding to another 50 mikvos. Asks the Gemara, then how many amos then do you get? Ba'arma mea v'chamshin sagi. It's enough for 450, not 500. So we know that it's 450 amos squared, but what about the fact that you said it was 500? So the Gemara explains, Hani mili bi rivua. That would be if it would be squared. Yam sha'asa shlomo igol hava. But the yam that he made was circle. The Gemara says, but the math is not going to work that way as well. Michti, kama ribua yasar al igol. How much larger is a square than a circle? Revia, 1/4. This is spelled out in the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Ches Amir Aleph, that a square drawn the outside of the circle is 1/4 more than the circle. La arba mea, if we were talking about 400 amos, so then we would have 100 amos of square, so then you would get mea, then you would get what correspond to 100 circles of mikvos. Le mea, and for 100 squares, esrim v'chamisha, you would get another 25. So that leaves you with 125 mikvos. And you said that it was the size of 150. The first three amos was square. And the top two amos was circle. Rashi does the math for us that will get us to 150. Or clarifies, you couldn't say the opposite, that the bottom was a circle, because the pasuk says that its edge was a circle. Ela'ema, but maybe let us say that it was only a circle one abba cubic amma high, the last amma. Ela'ema chada los agdet ksiv alpayim. The reservoir held 2,000 bas. Alfayim bas yachil. So let's cheshbon. Bas kamahava. How much is a bas? So this is an expression that might not be so familiar. Shalosh sun, it's equal to 3 sun. Dichsiv. The proof is from a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk in Yecheskel says that a bas is 1/10 of a kur. And we know that a kur is 30 sa'ah, which means if a bas is 1/10 of a kur, and a sa' is 1/30 of a kur, then that means a bas is 3 sa'. What does that come out then? Dahavel shisa alfi giryui. A giryui or a giryave is a sa'. That means it comes out to 6,000 sa'. Rashi explains on the first wide line that if you do the cheshbon, 6,000 sa' is exactly 150 mikvos. Now this answers the question of how we know that there were two amos agulos. Because if it was only one ama agula, we learned that a merubas is larger than agula, then what will come out is, as we calculated above, if it's going to be merubos, then it will come out to weigh more than 150 mikvos. And we learned that it was alpayim bas yachil, which came out to 150 mikvos. We calculated in the beginning that if it was just going to be merubas, it would come out to 500 amos, which is more than 150 mikvos. Asks the Gemara, but didn't we see that the Yam Shel Shlomo described in Divrei HaYomim was larger? V'aksiv machzik batim shloshes halafim of bas. And we cheshbin in the pace in the Malachim Aleph, that was alpayim, answers the Gemara, hula goitsha. That is in the dry measurement. When it comes to something that is dry, then you're able to pile it up higher, a heaping pile, which could go above the walls. However, water would not allow to this. Amar Abaye, Shema Mina, Abaye says, we hear from this, hay gudsha tlosa havik. Abaye says that we learned from the above that when it comes to godish, that the measurement of a godish is 1/3 more than the actual ability of the utensil. Because when it came to the Yam Shel Shloima, So Yamshel Shlomo held 2,000 bas, and yet the Pasuk in Devar Yamim says it was able to hold 3,000. We answered that was a goydish, a solid that heaps over the top, so then it will be able to hold a lot more. How much is a lot more? Quite a chidush. 1/3 more than what the actual kli is able to hold. That's what emerges, says Abaye. Utnanami, and we also learned in a Mishnah. And we see this idea also in a Mishnah in Olos. Shida tevu migdal, kaveres hakash v'kaveres hakonim, ubor svin Alexandrius, afal pi sheishlan shulayin ve'machzikas arboim sa, bilach. If we're talking about a utensil that holds 40 sah when it's moist, shehen kurayim biyavesh, it's able to hold 2 kur. Now if you do a cheshbon, 2 kur is 60 sah. And we see that these utensils that normally hold 40 sah hold 60 sah. The halachin in Olos is that they're not kalim and they're tahar. The proof over here is, again, that we see this idea that something that holds 40 sa when it's liquid will hold 60 sa when it's yavish. Zoktei the Mishnah weiter. Our Mishnah continues with halachas. L'chayayin. L'chayayin shamru goyvin asara tvachim. V'rachvin v'avyan kolshu. A lechi needs to be 10 tvachim high, and it could be as wide and as thick as a kolshu, the smallest amount. Rabbi Yossi omer rachvin gimel tvachim. Rabbi Yossi says that needs to be 3 tvachim. Says the Gemara, the Chayayin Sha'amru, Mishnah had said, the L'chayayim that we speak about. Now, the Gemara is Medayik that we use the word L'chayayin in the plural. Lema Tnan Stama Ke Rebbe Eliezer, Da'amar L'chayayim Be'inon. We learned on Yud Aleph Amud Beis that we have the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer in a Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom, that says that you need 2 L'chayayin. So also, that's what our Mishnah said, L'chayayin sounds like plural. Does the Gemara like, no, my l'chayayin, l'chayayin d'alma, l'chayayin in general, when we talk about l'chayayin, but doesn't mean that in Hilchos Mavui, by the matir, to be able to carry in the mavui, you too need to l'chayayin. Ihachi asks the Gemara, koronami nisni koris, so then why, if you're going to say that's just the way we refer to it as l'chayayin, then why don't we refer to it as koros? Why does it, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah on Daf, Beis Amud Aleph, refer to it as a kora. Answers the Gemara. Achi kamar. Also lechayayin shnechel kuben Rebbe Lez v'cham. This lechayayim that we learned in the past, Rebbe Lez v'cham arguing about, govan asaren tvachim. They are 10 tvachim. Hai v'rachvan v'avin kolshu. V'kam a kolshu, tani Rebbe Chia filu kechut asarbel. Even the smallest amount is also going to be acceptable for the lechi. Tana, we learned, also lechi lechetzi mavui. Someone makes a lechi in the middle of a mavui. Take a look at Rashi's diagram, 5 lines from the bottom, where you have a good diagram of it. If you make a lechi halfway through the mavui, in other words, into the mavui, halfway in you put a lechi as opposed to the end, right by the Rishus Rabim. Ein lechi lechetzi mavui. You could only carry in the inside part of the mavi, from the lechi on the inside. On the other side of the lechi, he won't be able to carry. Says Gemara Pshita, that's Pashut. Ela ema yesho chetzin mavi. You're right. Change the girsa and say he's able to carry in half of the mavi. Ask Gemara Hanayim Pshita, that's also Pashut. About the same. Says Gemara, no. Lechush, we would say that you can't carry at all. That such a lechi, even though technically it works for half of the mavui, we won't allow you to carry it in any part of the mavui. Why? He might come to carry in the whole mavui. Kamash Malan, the chiddush is that we're not afraid about that, and he could carry in the half of the mavui. Another halacha, Marava, also lechi the mavui. If he makes a lechi for a mavui, v'gbiyah min akarka shloisha, and he raises it 3 tfachim from the ground. Or it's a distance of 3 tfachim from the wall. The lechi needs to be against one of the walls. What if it's 3 tfachim away from the wall or 3 tfachim from the ground? It's nothing. We've learned that the halach of lavud is that needs to be within 3 tfachim of the material that you want to connect it to, and if it's not, then you don't say lavud. Now the Gemara says a bigger chiddush according to Rava. Afilu Reb Shimon Gamliel, even Reb Shimon Gamliel that we learned above on Amud Aleph, as well as in other places, the Amar Mina lavud that says that you say lavud up until 4 tefachim. Ani mili lamala. That will be if you want to connect to something above. Avolamata, but below, kivna mechitza shagdim boikim ba loikamar. Since it's an area where the Gedim, the Yana Dioma, a gedi was also used for the carbon pesach, that if it's a gedi that could go underneath the wall, then it breaks a mechitza, even though you would be able to say lavud according to Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel.
Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, it was reported in the name of a Shmuel, this that Rabbi Yosef had taught, that the lechi needs to be gimel tvachim, ein halacha ka Rabbi Yosef.
We don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Loi behilmi, velo bechayayin. Neither in the machlokas in regards to hilmi. Hilmi is salt water. Another in Yonah Diyoma. Salt water in regards to Shabbos, though. There the discussion is how much salt could be added to the water without falling into resembling the malacha of being ma'abed, the hides. And there, the Mishnah on Kuf Ches Amar Alf, going to Kuf Ches Amar Beis and Masechet Shabbos, says that you're allowed to add a little bit of water. Rabbi Yossi says everything is hilmi, and therefore is going to be aser. In regards to hilmi, that's true. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, and you're allowed to add a little bit of salt into water. However, when it comes to l'chayayim, it wasn't taught this way, and maybe we do paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Clarifies the Gemara. Maishna behilmi to pligi Rabbanu Leah. The Rabbanan disagreed with him when it came to hilmi, and that's why we paskin like the Rabbanan. They said a little bit of salt water is going to be acceptable. Ayayinami pligi Rabbanu Leah. When it comes to the Chayam, the Rabbanan also disagree. Amalei shani lechayam mishum dekoi Rabbi Kavos say he has the opinion of Rabbi that is consistent with his opinion. That is, that we learned on Daf Yud Amud Aleph and Yud Beis Amud Aleph that Rebbe held that the halacha is that the lechi could be kosher if it is three tefachim. Be'ezer Hashem, we will conclude Daf Yud Dalid over here, and now we go to the halacha from the daily Daf. Our Daf really was not a difficult Daf at all, except for the complicated cheshbonos of the mikvos of Shlomo HaMelech. We learned the halacha that a korah at times could be attached, the requirements of a korah, and then we had the opinions of the Tanoim in regards to how thick a lechi needs to be. We now go to the halacha topic from Daf Yudal.